Thank you very much. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. It's a pleasure to be here as a young person to share really youth perspective around this important issue. As most of the world knows, during 2015, the situation in Aleppo was very bad. So I escaped from my country traumatized by the conflict. When I arrived in Germany, I had no knowledge about mental health and psychosocial support, but I knew I needed help because I was suffering from my tension in my body and terrible nightmares because of what I had seen and experienced in the war and during the journey. At that time, I had not learned German yet, and I couldn't find anyone who could provide me with this support in my mother tongue. I was lucky to get involved in a training as a psychosocial counselor. As part of that training, I had a self-experience session for 3 months. This really changed the negative perceptions that I had from my culture and society about psychosocial counseling. That was the turning point in my life that helped me to succeed and be where I am today. And this motivated me to help others who experienced very difficult circumstances. I would like now to share some of the challenges that refugees face in conflict areas and when fleeing their countries. Girls are being forced to marry early and at times is seen as the only solution to get a home, food, healthcare, and even to get out of the conflict area. Anyone can be traumatized by an unpleasant event, but imagine the situation that people in conflict areas experience persistently. It is daily and often lasts for several years. Many other countries, like mine in Syria, there are negative perceptions about any kind of mental health problems. And for this reason, there is limited counseling or psychosocial support to all these people who are experiencing all these traumas day after day. When families are separated, it causes a lot of stress. In host countries, authorities and service providers are always thinking about how to support unaccompanied children. This is important, but the support will never be enough. Only reuniting them with their parents will be enough. Supporting children to be with their families is one of the best things that we can do to support their mental health and psychosocial well-being. As a resettled young person in Germany, I have worked with other actors on good practices in the area of refugee youth work. In my day work at the University Clinic in Hamburg, we reach out to refugees in refugee camps and provide them psychosocial support in their mother tongue and rehabilitation treatments for free. And from my experience of working in refugee camps, the stigma is still there, and it's difficult, especially for girls and women, to find a female psychosocial counselor who could support them. And I also heard a lot from people who are differently able and LGBTQI that they really need psychosocial support, and there is no one reaching out to them. Based on my experience of working with other young people, I recommend the following. Age gender diversity, it's not just an acronym. It means we cannot just talk about it and be happy. We cannot just mention it in our document and be satisfied. We should walk the talk. We should make sure we have our AGD lens in our programming, in our leadership, and in our implementation of action. We should make sure it's not ticking boxes, but we do our budgeting around age gender diversity, around people with disability, and around other diverse populations. Most of the times, and in our discussions, we always say that we need to support boys, girls, men and women, etc. But behind this etc., there are people who have different needs and require support, and should not only get advice from them, but also to support them to do the work themselves and involve them in decision making. People who have experienced trauma, they have made recovery, and they can support each other. They can support their communities. This builds resilience. Our societies need this support from us now and later when wars end. I strongly encourage funding more psychosocial first aid and counselor training for refugees in order to help them to support their communities. So let us all work together to spread resiliency around the world. We must work together with children to make child rights a reality. I believe that young people can and should play a very crucial role in this because we are the closest in age and because we have lived experience, and because we can foster relationships with children, and young people can extend the platform to them to have a voice. Thank you very much for the opportunity.